McCormick knows unbeatable flavor starts with the right spices. It's why we created Flavor Sealed. So anytime you peel back the seal of McCormick herbs and spices, you can be confident they will pack the same amount of flavor as the day they were packed. The kind of flavor that brings out the best of your favorite recipes and keeps everyone coming back for seconds or maybe even thirds. McCormick, Flavor Sealed for unbeatable flavor.
You know what makes every outfit look better? The right bra from Third Love. Their bras make it easy to get what you want. Plus, they make over 60 sizes, including half cups, you won't find anywhere else. Third Love solves bra problems, or what they call problems. Real women test every style they make. Comfort and support are guaranteed. So stop settling for bad bras. Get your problem solved today. Save $15 on your first order with code PODCAST15 at thirdlove.com.
News Talk Breakfast with Kira Kelly and Shane Coleman.
In association with AIR.
On News Talk.
Now, Shane mentioned there that the latest residential market review from leading property advisors D&G says that the average price of a second-hand home is about to hit 600,000. And for more on housing in general, I'm joined now by Marion Finnegan, Managing Director of Sherry Fitzgerald. Good morning to you, Marion. Before we get stuck into housing in general, how did that sort of topic that we were just talking about there, water supply, the head of Uisce Éireann basically saying our water supply is in desperate, dire straits, and that not only are we barely managing to supply water as needed currently, that there is no scope for growth at all. Is water and the ability to connect to water a huge barrier to developing more housing stock, do you believe?
100%, Kira. And I think Jerry's article in the paper today really is quite profound. It's not the first time he said this. He hasn't just come out now to say there's an emergency. He's been saying and pointing to this challenge for quite a period of time. Everything to do with the supply of housing needs to be considered in one entity. So whether it's the road supply, the water supply, the electricity supply, all of the factors that allow us to deliver a very significant increase in housing supply have to be considered as one single problem. And the water supply is absolutely critical. And to say that we are surviving on a single pipe of water coming into Dublin is really frightening.
A single pipe coming into Dublin supplies 40% of Dublin houses with water. That strikes me. And considering the size of the capital and the size of the population of the capital, that does seem extraordinary. So are you saying that, you know, because we talk about supply all the time being the cause of property prices rising, but are you saying that there are infrastructural sort of bottlenecks that are making it very difficult to increase supply, even if we want to do that?
Absolutely. We've always said there isn't a single silver bullet that you can apply to allow housing supply to increase. We need to address all of the factors underpinning that infrastructure. So it is about water, it is about roads, it is about the wider network, it is about ensuring that if we're developing on land, that it has the services in the area to allow that those people to thrive. So it's a multitude of factors. When you see things in the past week alone where you're seeing land be dezoned, which was had planning permission for development, I mean, the mind boggles as to how there's not connected thinking on what we need to do to deliver the housing supply. Because as Jerry said in that article, there's an emergency in terms of water supply, but there's a critical emergency in terms of housing supply. And I'm not sure that that message is really landing.
Yeah, it does seem, it does feel like there's a lack of urgency. Other factors that are affecting supply, what would you, if you could sort of have a list of the things, if you had a magic wand that you would wave, what are the other problems with housing supply currently?
It's all the things that I've just said in terms of the infrastructure behind the housing market. And then I think there's also a singular focus on delivering housing for first-time buyers. And if you go back over the last 30 years, every time we talk about housing supply challenges in Ireland, we talk about first-time buyers. But we have a critical shortage in the rental market, and we have a massive shortage for people to trade down from their existing accommodation. So we have an underutilization of the physical stock of housing in Ireland today, and we're not planning to address that into the future. We keep talking about building houses under a certain price point in the greater urban areas or the areas adjoining the greater urban areas for first-time buyers. And if we don't consider the need for all elements of the market, we're never going to get this right.
And that trading down, you think there's a huge dearth of properties available for people trading down. I presume that's very often older people, and we have an ageing population. So I can only imagine that demographic is going to get worse.
Exactly. That need is growing with every passing year that's there. So you'll find, and there was a report last year, I believe, from the SRI, where they looked at occupancy levels of standing stock versus occupancy levels, for example, in emerging areas like the rental market. So you see an over-occupied rental market and a totally underutilized standing stock, 4 or 5 bedroom houses, but 1 or 2 people in it. And that's because people don't have choice.
Whenever we talk about that, we always get texts coming in saying, I'm not being forced out of my home.
Absolutely.
But that's not what we're talking about at all, is it?
No.
We're talking about for people who would like to trade down, maybe release some equity from their homes and that kind of thing. They don't have the option. No one is going to be forced out of their homes.
No one will be forced out. It is about giving people choice. And if there is no choice, then you're stuck where you are. And there are a whole load of people who don't want to move out of their homes. That's absolutely fine. But there's an equally large group of people who do, but they don't have any options available to them.
I saw some stats during the week, aside from the €600,000 now for a second-hand home in Dublin, that's going to be the average price. It takes 5 years for a couple to save for a deposit. This is unless the bank of mum and dad or whatever step in.
Mm-hmm.
5 years for a couple to save for a deposit for a house now currently, or 21 years if you wanted to buy a house in Dunleary. What is the situation with some areas being so much more expensive than others? Is it always going to ever be thus?
And it will. I mean, all of us that are now probably living in our family homes, the first home we bought wasn't probably in the location that we wanted to ultimately live in. So you trade through a marketplace. There's always going to be clusters of very expensive locations. But what we don't want to occur, which is what we've seen in the last 2 years, is where lower value locations are suddenly appreciating at a greater rate because the choice everywhere is more limited. So we're now seeing a very, very unusual trend in Irish housing, where for much of the last 2 or 3 years, more of rural Ireland is rising at a greater pace than the urban centres. And that really points to the fact that we haven't had a distribution of housing development across the entire country. So a bit like you asked me earlier, what are the challenges? We need to ensure that the distribution of housing is more evenly spread throughout the entire country. That's a national plan for housing. And that requires a huge effort on everyone's part. Otherwise, we're going to find that it's not just Dunleary Rathdown. It's the entire country that is becoming unaffordable for first-time buyers.
Absolutely. Look, thank you very much as ever for joining us this morning on all of that. That is Marion Finnegan, Managing Director of Sherry Fitzgerald.
News Talk Breakfast with Ciara Kelly and Shane Coleman.
In association with AIR.
Weekday mornings at 7 on News Talk.
McCormack knows unbeatable flavor starts with the right spices. It's why we created Flavor Sealed. So anytime you peel back the seal of McCormack herbs and spices, you can be confident they will pack the same amount of flavor as the day they were packed. The kind of flavor that brings out the best of your favorite recipes and keeps everyone coming back for seconds or maybe even thirds. McCormack, Flavor Sealed for unbeatable flavor.